We are
late too.
Oh, are we working? Somebody turn this on for me. Good evening, everybody. Do a neg deck. All right. Do you think Brian's going?
We're ready.
Brian wants to talk.
We're ready. Go ahead.
He's paying attention. There we go.
Yep.
I feel like he's trying to tell us he's
good
to go.
Must be good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting for May 6th, 2026. It's approximately 6:30 p.m. I'm going to call the roll of members. We got Raymond Tucker.
Present.
Joe Pasqualetti. Present. Jim DeCastro. Michelle Reed. Here. And I'm John Cervello. I'm here. We have Angie Toomey from the Corporation Counsel's Office, and we have Mark Domenico from the Code Enforcement Office. Okay. We have one new item on the agenda for this evening, and we're going to address item number 26-005, 800 Cypress LLC, pending owner with purchase offer of 800 Cypress Street, is seeking to reestablish the building as a school for pre-K students and staff. This requires a special use permit. It is in a C1 district. Rome Zoning Code Section 80-12.2 has the use matrix for that. And it is, 80, you know, like I said, Table 80-12.1, neighborhood and non-residential reuse, allows primary and secondary schools as an allowed use under a special use permit. Now, there's an entire list of items within this special use permit that is in the documentation for the evening that the board has had a chance to review. And the applicant, I assume, has been made aware of that as well and submitted an application based on that. Is there anybody here representing this project? If so, please step forward, state your name, your address, your relation to the project, and please speak into the microphone and make sure that microphone is working.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Wonderful. My name is Vincent Fici. I am the owner, will be the owner when we close, of the 800 Cypress Street.
Mr. Fici, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. So you're looking to get a special use permit for this project. Like I said, there's a bunch of allowed uses and then some standards that we look at. They were all in your application. For it, can you please tell us about what you want to do with the project and try to go through your application and address each one of those items?
Certainly. As everyone knows, it was the former Rome Catholic Academy. It closed down, I think, maybe a year and a half ago. They kept it in pretty decent shape, kept it heated. So the bones of the structure and everything, the roof, and the grounds have been maintained, and it's in good shape. So what the extent of the renovation is going to be to get the tenant in is basically new heating system, light renovation of classrooms, some bathroom additions, painting, and some upkeep to the outside. There'll be some ADA, a lot of the, life safety will be upgraded. We'll have the emergency lights brought up to code as far as the fire alarms, security, things of that nature. But basically, like any building, it's just has an element of light renovation, painting, carpeting, things like that. But the life safety and the heating are probably the biggest items, as well as an elevator. And that's pretty much the extent of it as far as the actual renovation.
Okay. All right, that's a great overview. We may have some additional questions when it comes to board question time, but we can at least move on for now, I would say. Right now, I'm going to open up the public portion of the meeting. where the community gets an opportunity to speak regarding this project. Is anybody wishing to speak from the public regarding this project? Nobody wishing to speak. Public portion is closed. I have some correspondence from Oneida County Department of Planning. Applicant 800 Cypress LLC, location 800 Cypress Street. The subject action is a special use permit in the municipality of the City of Rome. The box for no recommendation as to final action has been checked. It was dated 4/10/2026, and it's signed by James J. Genovese, the second Commissioner of Planning. Members of the board, does anybody have any questions for Mr. Fiji?
You said elevator. Does it have an elevator already?
It does not.
Currently, there is no elevator, and we have selected a spot in the corner of the existing gymnasium, which is centrally located. So after this tenant, if they don't renew their lease, it's got good repurpose value in that location. So it's two-stop, two levels.
Everything, it sounds like all your renovations are internal to the structure.
Correct. Correct.
Anybody else? Mr. Fiji, do you, this is strictly for the structure and the, you know, immediate surrounding areas of the structure, the special use permit. Do you have any vision for the remainder of the property? I mean, it's not really something that we necessarily need to consider at this point, but if you have some ideas.
I do. First, obviously, as this construction goes is underway, pending approval, we will just maintain the grounds, maybe just a little bit better. They've been maintained to a certain level, but we like to, because we have neighbors that adjoin the whole back fence line. And we have had some discussions internally about future redevelopment. Nothing major, but, you know, the biggest thing that we've heard from the public is repurposing the school. And that's the main objective right now. But there definitely will be thoughts about redeveloping it because it's a wonderful parcel and it's a fantastic neighborhood. I know that area and spoke to a lot of the neighboring residential owners. So whatever we do will be tasteful and put through the board. But housing is probably, I would think, the best repurposing of all the land out of the 14, 15 acres around the perimeter of school. So answer your question is yes, we have some thoughts, but not too far ahead. But housing would be one of them.
Can you at least tell into the record what your status is with the school district at this point?
Yes, certainly. We have entered and signed a lease for 5 years with the Rome City School District for them to repurpose the building to utilize their pre-K and a couple other small departments, one of which is the IT department. I guess they have a growing IT department and need more space for that, and as well as some record storage. So that's all being implemented, and we work together with the superintendent and her amazing staff to custom fit it to what their needs are. So
great.
We're looking forward to getting started.
Thank you. Any other questions, board members?
It's not really relevant, but do you know what the square footage is of the building?
65,000 square feet.
Wow. Big. Big building. Okay. I'm going to entertain a motion to do a negative declaration.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to do a negative declaration for a non-coordinated review, a non-coordinated seeker review.
Okay, I have a motion for that. Mr. Pascaletti, a second. Any discussion regarding that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. All right. Again, back to the question of item 26-005. 800 Cypress LLC seeking a special use permit for the property at 800 Cypress Street to allow primary and secondary schools as an allowed use under this special use permit. We'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Tucker.
Given the fact that we're more or less putting a building back to exactly what it was built for, I'm in favor of the special use permit.
Thank you. Mr. Pasqualetti.
In favor.
Thank you. Mr. DiCastro. Thank you. Ms. Reed. All right. Thank you. And I am also in favor. I think it's a good project for the space. And I think it's going to be a good project. So congratulations. Just make sure, you know, you cover all your bases with anything you need as far as permits go with Mr. Domenico, and move forward and do a great job.
Wonderful. Thank awesome. You. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate Thank
it. You. Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn from Mr. Tucker. Do I have a second? Second from Mr. Pasqualetti. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Meeting adjourned.